Very thankful for the words that Brother Steve brought to us this morning. It's such a blessing to have him here. And, you know, I think about what he just read there. He said in Psalms 48, says, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, church. Go home today, and I would encourage you to do this. Can you honestly say in your life at this very present moment that God's people are the joy of your life? Are they? What is the joy of your life? The Bible tells us that when we focus upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He spoke to us that His joy would be with us and it would remain with us in John chapter 15. Brother Steve talks about faith. If you're a child of God, you have faith. You have intrinsic faith, a faith that will never waver. But oftentimes, as God's children, we don't exercise our faith. We don't grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't become stronger in the faith. Oftentimes, if we look under the world and under the things of this world, our faith becomes weaker and weaker. I'm going to take a little time here this morning and try to speak on a verse that is in Deuteronomy chapter 32. And it's one you've heard quoted many, many times. And it is one that I think has a great meaning to our lives. It begins and it says, He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is He. Notice here in this verse, as we begin to think about our faith and our lives, when I was, as I mentioned last Friday night and Saturday morning, we was in Austin at the meeting, and Elder John Melvin made a statement, and he said, he wrote down a mathematical equation. And I've thought a lot about that since we were there, and it was 5x plus 1 equals. You know, you've got the variable being the x, the 1 being the constant, and whatever that equals is the product. As Brother Steve said, we all have variables in this life. We really do. But there's only one constant in this life, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that never changes. He is the rock. He's like a mountain. He's like what I would imagine the Grand Tetons to be. If you've ever been in the presence of the Grand Teton Mountains, and I have never been there, or haven't been there since I was 7 years old or eight. I can't remember. I was in around the second grade. But I will never forget the view of them solid rocks. That's what they were. They were mountains. But they rose up from the ground. They were high. They were immovable and unchangeable. He is the rock. He's not a rock. He's not one of many rocks. He's the one and only rock. I tell you, where are we today? How strong is our faith? You know, there are many rocks out here in life, but they're not the rock. Oftentimes, we cultivate our life with many other rocks, do we not? He is the rock. I think about our situations in life and what goes wrong and what goes right and how sometimes we live in seasons of being spiritually uplifted and zealous and on the mountaintop, and then we go through seasons. I've went through them and gone through them numerous times when we could say we're down in the valley, our faith is weak, and we begin to wonder, why is that? Why is that? I believe the answer is in God's words that we lose sight of the only constant in our life. I believe that's exactly what happens. We begin to live life as individuals who are going to live here forever. But we're here today and we're gone tomorrow. It's like I talked about Brother Steve this morning, myself getting older. I mean, honestly, we don't have that much time left. I want to encourage God's people. You know, some people seem to want to just live long enough to see their funeral in the old Baptist church, but I'd like to see the church continue on, that our children and grandchildren and other folks could come into the house of God and to understand the doctrines of grace and the beauty of Mount Zion, as it says in that verse. It is the whole joy of the world. Is it really the joy of your life? The church is not this building. I made a statement many times, and I'll make it again, and I wish every Primitive Baptist, including us, would do that. This sign out here says the Lubbock Primitive Baptist Church. It ought to read, this is where the Lubbock Primitive Baptist Church assembles themselves for worship. We don't quit being the church when we depart this building. You represent the Lord Jesus Christ. You represent the Lord's church on a local level. It doesn't cease when you leave the building. We've lost sight of that. We've been mesmerized in America. We drive by one church building after the other. There's this church, there's that church. But friends, when them buildings are empty, it's not the church, it's just a building. It's just a house of clay. You and I, as God's people, are the church, the body of Christ. We're told to rejoice with one another, to lift one another up, to mourn with one another, to be there and care for one another in times of trouble. And friends, as pastor of this church, I can tell you right now, I can look upon your faces because I've seen you so many times, and I know who's having difficulties. I know who's having trouble by the way they act, by the way they conduct themselves from times past. It's easy to tell. Other brethren, other sisters can tell too. We understand when there's things troubling your mind, when your faith may be weak, as Brother Steve spoke about. But we're there to encourage one another, to lift one another up, to speak about the promises of our God. He is the rock. He is the constant that we have in our life. And when we lose focus of that constant, He is the same today as He was yesterday. And He'll be the same tomorrow. He's an immovable rock. Now here I believe that this had reference to the Lord Jehovah, but I believe it also has reference to the rock of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the rock, the immovable rock. Do you know that regardless of the circumstances of your life, no matter how many afflictions you may have, no matter how many troubles you may have, based upon what Jesus Christ, this unmovable, unchangeable rock, did when He came to this earth, you and I one day are going to land in heaven. You know, I said last Sunday, we're going to be satisfied. You may not be satisfied today, but I promise you, when you go and your eyes are open in the presence of the Lord, you are going to be ultimately satisfied. I have all the promises from God's Word and all the confidence that's going to be the case. You may live a life of entire misery and difficulty, but you're going to be satisfied when your eyes open and in the likeness of Jesus Christ. When you're there in His presence, you will be satisfied. But I believe God's Word is here to help us right here and now, in this very day and in this very time. But so often, we get caught up in the difficulties of our life, in ourselves. You know, the Bible in the first commandment says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before you." That means yourself. You're not more important. Brother Steve made a point. There is a lot of seconds in life. I ask you, in your life, is Jesus Christ number one? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? You might say, "Oh yes, I go to the house of God. He's number one." But is He number one every day that you wake up? Do you live your life for Christ? Can you say with Paul, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain"? Friends, He is the rock. He's not one of many rocks. There is no other rock. He is the rock of our salvation. Turn with me for a little bit to Matthew chapter 7. And there's some great instruction here, speaking about that rock, I believe. In verse 24 it says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a man which built his house upon a rock." You know, there's two illustrations given here in this life. Some people may say, "Well, I've gotten along just fine without the Lord." But I'll tell you what. How do you feel about the day of your dying hour? Are you like the brother that Brother Steve talked about, when you lay up on that bed and you know time draweth nigh and it's at hand? Do you have that great faith and confidence that you'll be shortly in the presence of the Lord? Or are you overcome with fear and wonderment about, has God forgotten you? Did I ever know the Lord? You know, your mind can take you everywhere in this life. I tell you, when our faith is not strong, when we do not walk by faith, when we do not exercise our faith on a daily basis, we become weak. Notice what he says here. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not." Now, you know, the interesting thing in this verse is, in the world, and among many Christians will tell you that if you will just follow the Lord Jesus Christ, if you'll just go to church, if you'll just go to Sunday school, if you'll just pray, You'll have a life with no troubles. You'll have plenty of money. But that ain't what this verse said. This man built his house upon a rock, and then the rains descended. The floods came, and the winds blew. I ask you, are the winds blowing in your life? How strong are they? You know, sometimes I think our lives are like a hurricane or a tornado, and we're right in the midst of them, do you not? Really? Nothing's going right. We don't have a smile on our face anymore. We act as though we're beaten down in life. Life is trampled us down. Where are you today? Are your eyes upon that rock, the only one that we have, the Lord Jesus Christ? Is He your standard in life? Is He your constant? He's the same yesterday, today, and ever. You know, we're told over Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Do you know that because God never changes, He's that immovable, unchangeable rock, that we're not consumed and perished right here and now? You know, we deserve God's eternal wrath and punishment. Well, we don't deserve to live here, but God is long-suffering. God is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loves us. Are you focused upon Jesus Christ? Are you focused upon the rock? Friends, there's so many distractions out in this world, that's difficult to do, is it not? But I'm going to tell you right here, this tells us that just because you follow Jesus Christ, it doesn't eliminate the problems of this life. But Jesus says you'll be standing. You'll be all right. He says, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Those days are coming. In this world ye shall have tribulations, as Jesus said in John 16:33. They're sure and they're certain. The rains are going to descend. The floods are going to come and the wind is going to blow. That's going to happen to each and every one of us at some given time in our life. If it's not already happened, it may happen numerous times. But when we're not walking with faith, when our faith is not being exercised, when we're not in God's Word, when we are not wanting to mingle among the saints, as that great song says, while we're here on this earth, we ought to want to be with the Lord's people. We ought to want to enjoy the Lord's people more than anything in this life. That ought to be our greatest desire. Where is your joy? Jesus said, these things that have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Do you really have peace? Or is your life a turmoil? When the floods come and the rains descend and the wind begins to blow in your life, are you built upon that solid foundation, that rock, the Lord Jesus Christ? Because the troubles will be there. It goes on to say, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. You know, I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. Whether you're built upon that rock or upon that sand, we serve a God that never changes. He came to do the Father's will. And this is the Father's will, which sent him all which was given to him. He'd lose nothing but raise it up again at the last day. The finished work of Jesus Christ is sure and certain. Because you don't build your house upon that foundation, doesn't mean you're not going to go to heaven. Not at all. But I tell you what, when we build our house upon the sand and we have a great fall in this life, it brings us into a difficulty. Many difficulties. We stress out. We have all kinds of problems. We lose our joy. We lose our happiness. We sometimes even lose our purpose for living. You know, even in the things of this earth, there is joy for a season, but it will not last. You go buy a new car. You go buy a new house. Whatever you do, you have some joy for a little while, but then you got to have another fix like the drug addict. But I'll tell you right now, you don't have to have another fix with God. When your eyes and focus upon the Lord, upon the rock, He'll see you through the difficulties. When the storms of life come, and they're coming, if they're not already there, they're coming. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He will be with you through thick or thin. It says, casting your cares upon Him, for He careth for us. He cares for you. He knows the feelings of your infirmities. He knows why you're not happy. Do you realize that? I sit there and I pray some nights, and I want God so bad to speak to me audibly, to touch me with His gentle touch, because I know He's there in the very room, and I know He's here. I do. When you pray to God, do you know He's right there? That He knows the feelings of your infirmities? You know, it's like Brother Melvin said last week, sometimes we want God to be a genie. We want Him to fix our problems right here and now. But God is long-suffering, and He teaches us that we need to be patient, like that tree planted by the river in Psalms 1, that in due season it will bring forth fruit. Be faithful unto the cause, because we're here today and we're gone tomorrow. The winds are coming. The rains are going to descend. The floods are going to come in your life, every one of us. And if you build your house upon any foundation, upon sand or any other foundation, friends, there's coming a time that you're going to fall, and the fall is going to be great. And you're going to be down in the dumps, and life is not going to be what you'd hoped it'd be. You're not going to lose your eternal salvation, because that rock is an unchanging, unmovable rock. And He came down from heaven not to do His own will, but the will of Him that sent Him. He came to save His people from their sins, and that He did. We don't have to worry about that. But you know, we don't need to live our life based upon that. God said, "My grace is sufficient for thee," right here and now. Right here and now. He's perfect. It says that His work is perfect. The work of salvation was perfect. He didn't need you and I to add anything to it. He didn't need you and I to accept it, because we never would have accepted it. He came down to do the Father's will, and that was God's will. He said in John 17, "I've glorified thee on the earth. I've finished the work which thou gavest me to do." It's complete. It's done. So as we begin to read these verses, we need to concentrate on the blessings of the here and now, not the blessings of when we wake in His presence. We are going to be satisfied. But you need to be satisfied. You need to have hope and joy and peace in your life right now. And it comes by focusing and looking to that rock, that eternal rock, that everlasting rock. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we'll begin to close here, he says, "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereupon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon." You know, Apostle Paul was building on the same foundation that I hope you and I are building on. And he's going to relay that to us in the next paragraph. The apostles built upon that. Everyone that has come along, called by God, builds upon that same foundation, or they should. It says, "Further foundation can no man lay than that that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." He is the rock, the one and only rock. There's not a multitude of rocks. But Paul's going to tell us that many of God's children from time to time, including myself, had tried to build upon some other foundation. And it's no better than building your house upon the sand. You know, it may last for a little while. It may linger for a little while, but it won't last. Because the rains are going to descend, the floods are going to come, and the winds are going to blow. And you know, sometimes we become spiritually stale. We don't have any spiritual life in us. Life is not enjoyable. And I believe that's because we've lost our focus. We were created for His pleasure. Were created for His pleasure. And when we lose sight of the one who created us, the one who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light, and begin to build up on other foundations, begin to take other rocks in our life that are not the one and only rock, when those winds and rains and floods come, great's going to be that fall. It's going to stress you out, and it's going to worry you out. It's going to rob you of all the possible joy you could have in this life. You may live on. You may eat and breathe, but you may not have a lot of life in you. Your faith may become weak. He says, "Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble." You know, when we build on any foundation that's not the Lord Jesus Christ, we're building on the wrong one. And we need to expect that foundation to collapse at some point and fall out from under us. Because I can assure you, the Bible says that the storms of life will come. It's not the possibility that they won't come. Jesus said, in this world, ye shall have tribulation. He didn't say it. You might have it. Every one of us is going to experience that, and most of us here today have already experienced it in one way or the other. We're going to lose those that we love. And if we're not grounded in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if He is not the constant of our life, it can literally ruin our lives. It can take all the joy away from us. We can eat and breathe and have no life living in us. I've experienced that. Many of you have also. You can lose your job. You can lose your friends. You can lose relationships with your husband or your wife. And if you're not grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're building up on some other foundation, you're going to have a hard time dealing with those situations when they come your way. And they are coming. Be prepared. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. You know, there's a verse over in Numbers, and I don't remember where it is, but it says your sin will find you out. You know, if we're not building on that foundation, it may not be sin, but it'll find us out too, will it not? If we're not building upon that solid rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, there's going to be some event come along in your life, and you're going to have the most difficult time handling it. It may tear your life completely apart. Because the only constant we have in this world is Jesus Christ. He is the rock, and His work is perfect. All His ways are judgment. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's the only way, the only truth, and the only life. And yet, so often, we build our house upon the sand. So often, we build our house upon gold or silver, our foundation. Hay or stubble, and these foundations won't last. It may be that the end of your life that the foundation comes collapsing down underneath you when you have all this despair and wonderment about what's going to happen, because death is sure and certain. Every one of us are terminal. Be prepared, it's coming to every one of us. But when you're grounded in the faith, when your focus is upon the rock, and although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as David said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Can you lay on your dying bed and quote that verse and believe it in your heart? He's there right with you, and He'll take you by the hand and lead you to the promised land. That's what we believe, and that's what we declare. But we get sidetracked so often in this world, don't we? We begin to build upon the things that this world has to offer. But they're going to come tumbling down. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. You know, the Lord knows what we're doing. And if we're not building on the proper foundation, it'll be made manifest. If any man's work abide, if it continues on, if it's a strong work, you know, the Lord said, trust in the, and Solomon said in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy steps. If any man work abides, I believe that he's acknowledged God in all his ways. When we acknowledge God in every part of our life, our work will abide. We will be filled with joy. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. You know, we used to always talk about burning out the dross in our lives. God has a way of doing that. He has a real way of doing it. But you yourself, He Himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. You know, we're not going to lose our eternal salvation. Because our God is the rock and He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If God loves you today, there's never been a time throughout all eternity that He has not loved you. A kajillion years. Now that's a word, I don't even know what that is. You and I count years, God doesn't. He's outside the boundaries of time. He created time itself. But the biggest number that you could possibly think of in your mind, God existed before that time. He had no beginning of days or ending of days. He is the rock. The God that we serve does not change His mind. Brother Steve made a point that we live in very difficult times in this nation. Legislation's been passed that you and I oppose and don't agree with. I believe it's just the climax of a nation that has moved more and more toward living life in sin. You know, in the book of Judges, when there was no king in Israel, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. We live in such a day where there is no morals anymore, or absolute morals, based upon God's word. You know, sin is no longer viewed as sin. That's what legalizing some of this stuff has basically said. It didn't change what was going on. It's already going on. God knoweth, and you and I knoweth a lot of it, if you don't know it personally. But when we legalize something, we're saying it's okay. It's no longer sin. But I'm here to tell you, the God that you and I serve, the God of this Bible, has not changed his view on sin or anything else. When he came down to save us from our sins, he literally saved us. And there'll not be a one lost. They'll all be there one day with him in heaven, regardless of what happens there in this life. And that's the greatest blessing you and I have. Because if we had anything to do with it, we'd never make it. We can never live up to it. We can never get it right. His work is perfect. Do you know that when you go to heaven, you're going to be perfect? And it's not because you lived all your life and worked so hard that you finally got yourself in a state of perfection. It's because you've been made perfect by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. By one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. You know I'm not perfect, and I'm sure you know that too. But in the eyes of God, based upon the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are perfect. One day we're going to be satisfied. But if you want a full and complete life now, I encourage you to never lose your focus of Jesus Christ. To want to be in the church. It is the joy of the world, as Brother Steve, of the earth. It needs to be the joy of your life. I hope it is. May God bless us to realize that joy in our lives as we go on through life.